In the end, Bear Stearns collapsed because it couldn't get credit. But today's credit crunch doesn't just affect Wall Street investment banks. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, some smaller businesses are also struggling to get loans.
John Crowley has a lot on his mind these days. He works as the controller at Transit Mix Concrete in Colorado Springs.
I have not been sleeping here very well lately.
And what time do you wake up?
The first time or second time. I'm up and down most of the night.
What's disturbing Crowley's sleep? Credit. His company, which sells concrete for construction projects, is having trouble getting some.
It's tough right now. In fact, we are trying to get loans to run the business right now.
Like other companies, Transit Mix uses loans to cover everyday expenses, like buying cement. Right now, the company needs more than $500,000. A couple of years ago, getting a loan like that was much easier, and banks were charging low interest rates, as little as 4%. Now,
they're talking in the 7 to 8% neighborhood.
This is what the credit crunch looks like outside of Wall Street. If Crowley wants the money now, it could cost him double. And the bank isn't even sure it wants to lend to his company anyway. The collapse of the housing market has knocked at least 30% off his concrete business.
They want some sort of assurance that there's not going to be a default on the loan.
They're afraid that you're going to go belly up.
That's correct. I think everybody is looking at the way banks do business now a lot more closely than they did in prior years.
What's happened is the banks have gotten burned.
That's John Graham. He's a professor of finance at Duke University. He says banks made too many loans during the housing boom to people who couldn't pay them back. The banks lost money and now are more cautious about lending to businesses as well.
Some very solid small to medium-sized businesses that don't yet have the profits they can live off of, but they do have a great trajectory. Suddenly, they're having a hard time getting funds from the banking system just to help them run their business and grow the way they would like to grow.
Graham and CFO Magazine survey more than 1,000 chief financial officers every few months. In their last survey, more than a third said credit problems were directly hurting their companies. And most of those people said they had put off plans to expand because of it. Graham has been doing the surveys for a dozen years. He says he's never seen so many businesses facing credit problems.
So the numbers are huge now, way bigger. And it's just broadly pervasive throughout the economy, across industries now.
The U.S. economy is like a car engine, and credit is the motor oil. It lubricates the machinery of the economy so it can run quickly and efficiently. If credit begins to tighten up, businesses slow down, and so can the economy.
We take this liquidity for granted. We assume it's going to be there, and if it gets taken away, even if for only a brief period, it really shocks people.
Like Mike Williams. He's vice president for finance at Hemcon Medical Technologies in Portland, Oregon. The company makes bandages for severe battlefield wounds, and it wants to buy an Irish medical company. But Hemcon needs about $50 million to do it. In December, a bank officer said Williams could have the money at about 5.5% interest. That's a good rate. But when Williams returned just a few weeks later,
he somewhat sheepishly handed me the term sheet, slid it across the table.
The interest rate had jumped to nearly 8%.
Are you kidding me? Seriously, that was almost a direct quote. I was absolutely amazed.
The bank officer said credit had tightened. And the new rate meant Hemcon would have to pay an additional $300,000 in interest over the term of the loan. Hemcon is going ahead with the purchase anyway, but Williams said Hemcon now has a smaller margin for error.
If there were to be a hiccup down the road and the credit situation hasn't improved by that point in time, it could be very difficult.
Williams said in that case, Hemcon would have to sell a stake in the company to keep it going. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.